Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
844 and a half, 15 and a half before 9 o'clock. Talking to Mike Dettelier here on WWL. I'm Tommy Tucker. Mike Dettelier, of course, our WWL NFL and college football analyst. One heck of a nice guy. You know what you are, Mike? You're genuine Bayou. Genuine Bayou nice is what you are.
Well, I appreciate that, Tommy. Thank you.
We were talking about LSU football earlier with Lauren Scott, the economic impact. But, you know, one thing, you live, breathe, and all of it, LSU football, football throughout the state. I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I've never been to a game in Tiger Stadium, living here all my life. And I'm just wondering about the age, the average age of the person that goes there, and even if you open it up, do you think all the seats would be filled if for whatever reason there were no restrictions? Because you got two concerns, right, Mike? You got either you can go, and if you can, who does go, like fishing? And talk to me.
Yeah, you're right about that, because there are people of a certain age that have had season tickets now for 25, 30 years, and maybe their dads or grandfathers had it, you know, mm-hmm. before then. And they've made that sort of a Saturday tradition for many of them to go watch LSU football. So I'm sure there will be a certain percentage that wouldn't go because of their feeling maybe a health concern and not feeling comfortable with it. But I think it'd be a small percentage. Man, all I know, if they give you the green light, it is something embedded in our culture to be there, especially Saturday night in Tiger Stadium. There's just something special about that moment. Now, a 12 noon game, that may be a different story.
Against Troy?
Yeah, but a 7 o'clock game, I think it'd be a very small percentage that wouldn't go. And I think that's in any aspect of our life today, Tom. I think that there are certain people that just don't want to be in a crowd and mm-hmm. you know, concerned about their health. And you can't, you know, really question that. It's the same way some people walk with no mask. You know, that it's a choice you make, but you understand, too, the ramifications. And for some people, they're going to be very cautious with it. Very, very cautious. And so I think it'd be a small percentage, though. I think for most people, you've kind of ingrained yourself in that. You're going if you can go.
And thinking it through, the economic part of it, if they do open it up, those tickets are gold, not just purple, but gold. And they'll easily turn those over to somebody, not turn them over for free, but you know what I'm saying, sell them to somebody who will be more than willing to go.
They become hot tickets because of one thing, winning. You know, and listen, it cures all ills. You can have strife. You can have everything else around you. But if you win, man, it cures a lot of it. And so, you know, you defending national champions. You've got an exciting team coming back with some question marks. But you want to see for yourself. And not to heap any more pressure than that's on him than already, but Miles Brennan's caught in a whole lot of water in the bucket because look who he's got to replace. he's got to replace arguably the greatest football player ever at LSU, and that was Joe Burrow.
It would seem like the first thing you tell a guy, at least I would, is, look, you're not going to be Joe Burrow, so take that pressure off yourself right now. All you can be is the best Miles Brennan you can be.
Yep.
Accurate?
That's what Ed has told him. Listen,
has he?
I don't want you to be Joe. I want you to be the best Miles Brennan you can be. And there are certain plays they feel Joe could do that maybe Miles isn't quite as good at. Mm-hmm. And vice versa. There are plays right. that they maybe feel Miles can do very well that maybe Joe didn't do as well. So you've got to learn to play to the player. And that's what coaching is all about. That's why coaching still matters today. It's not about the player adapting to you. And that used to be the case. You know, you got to adapt to what I'm telling you to do. I think today the most successful coaches are the ones that adapt to the talent of the player. And I think, you know, Ed and his staff have done a great job of doing that.
All right, we're going to take a break, pick it up here when we come back. Did you hear earlier, Mike, when Lauren Scott was talking about the difference financially between winning 5 games and 9 or 10?
I didn't, but I bet it's significant.
Huge. Huge, and it very easily justifies a coach's salary who can, from a business standpoint, who can win those 9 or 10 games every year. All right, taking a break when we come back. Let's tell us where we are as it relates to LSU football, because so many things are flying around, Mike, masks, no masks, quarantine, hospitals, this, that, the other thing. Let's talk about what the Tigers have been doing and what happens from here with college football. If you have any questions or comments, text them in to 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along to our friend Mike Dettillier. Right now, we pause for traffic on WWL. 8:55, 5 before 9, Tommy Tucker talking to Mike Dettillier, WWL NFL and college football analyst. And Mike, although not signings, not anybody signing, the LSU picked up some pretty big commitments, did they not, over the week?
Yeah, they had 3 within about a 60-hour period. And 2 of them out of state. And listen, if you heard that conversation Coach O and I had in December of 2018, when he told me, listen, we're gonna go to spread offense, bring in a guy, and he didn't tell me specifically, but he said he's not far from you. So I knew it had to be a Saints coach. And we're going to work with Steve, and we're going to do that. And also we're going to become a national recruit team. We're going to start recruiting in Virginia, Maryland, Washington, D.C., much more in Georgia, in the Midwest. He's talking about Ohio and Michigan and out in California. Now, I could get that because he had a lot of connections out in California because he was there for so long. And I said, repeat that again about Virginia. He said, Virginia, Maryland, Washington, D.C. And I'm like, come on. Yeah. LSU's never done that. Never. He's like, okay, we've never done a lot of other things, but we're going to do it. And he said, here's the best part. They reached out to us. And I'm like, you got to be kidding. He said, nope. He said, those kids are reaching out to us, and we have to follow through. And look at what he's done since. It's really been, he's tried to get the best from Louisiana. But we all know that big offensive linemen, we don't have the numbers here. And so he's reached out in those areas to try to beef that area up. Also at linebacker, and I can't tell you why. It's a strange position because you figure you could get a 6'1", 6'2" guy. And we've had like a Deebo Jones or Duke Riley from the area. But numbers-wise, we don't have it every year. And so he's reached out in that area, but it's the quarterback position where you're, you know, now because of Joe Burrow, you're getting people from, you know, all over interested in playing quarterback at LSU. I would have thought I'd never live long enough for that, but that was his decision. And long before LSU became what they were last year, he had that vision. That's what he wanted to do to the LSU program, and they've done a fantastic job recruiting.
If you had to pick one right now, would you say these kids are committing to Coach O or LSU? The predominant one. I mean, obviously it's both, but if you had to pick the predominant thing, what are they committing to?
They committing to him, no matter what.
I think so, too.
You can't say, oh, I'm committing to the school. No, you're committing because, you know what, you're the face of the franchise. When you sign with the Saints, are you saying, you know what, I want to sign because I want to wear the black and gold, or I want to play for Sean Payton?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing, you know, because Sean has become the face of the franchise here in New Orleans, just like, you know, Coach O is the face of the franchise at LSU.
And 30 so seconds.
You got to do what you got to do, but it is
I just wanted to
the coach.
Jump in and ask you real quick. We got a little delayed. I'm sorry about interrupting you, but what's going to happen with the preseason games? Is the NFLPA going to get their way? Are there going to be no preseason games?
I think there'll be two games, yes.
And you think we start on schedule, on time?
I think it will, but I think no fans in the stands early games.
All right.
But NFL.
Thank you, Mike. I'll take that. At this point, I'll take that. Have a good day. Thank you, man. 8:59 now. You too. Thank you. I'm going to take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Natalie J. Rowe, CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank, about the good work they continue to do and the challenges they continue to face.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.